This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Sydney's Mardi Gras has officially confirmed that gay icon and pop superstar Cher will headline the official party this year, after weeks of speculation and rumours. Described as the goddess of pop and one of the best-selling artists of all time, Cher's exclusive Australian performance will make Mardi Gras' 40th anniversary one of the most iconic in history. While the party had already sold out, Mardi Gras will increase the capacity and release a limited number of tickets this week. Melbourne Rotarians will make history at this year's Midsummer Pride March by marching alongside the LGBTI community for the very first time. Donning pink vests with rainbow hearts, they'll march behind the Rotary Club of Paran banner, making it the first club in Australia to take part in Pride. Last year's Young Australian of the Year for Victoria, Jason Ball, said, "Rotary clubs were once seen as for old white men, but the modern Rotary really does reflect the community it serves." Activists are calling for state and territory governments to remove the requirement for trans people to undergo surgery and to be unmarried before changing the sex on their birth certificate. Despite same-sex marriage now being legal, most places around Australia still require trans people who are married to divorce before changing their sex. Advocacy group Trans Health Australia this week wrote to state and territory government leaders asking for the compulsory divorce requirement to be scrapped when their parliaments resume. Australia's only openly gay imam is pushing to develop an LGBTI-friendly mosque, safe house, and counselling centre in Melbourne. Imam Nur Warsaim said many LGBTI Muslims have no safe spaces or appropriate support services. A prominent LGBTI advocate, Imam Nur once led one of Melbourne's biggest mosques before being cut off from the clergy when he came out as gay in 2010. Some of the original Sydney Mardi Gras activists known as the 78ers have split from this year's organisers, saying the board doesn't appreciate the pain and damage the group has suffered. As the 40th anniversary Mardi Gras celebration draws closer, members of the 78ers have raised concerns that their activism would not be duly recognised. One of the issues behind the clash is tickets to the sold-out parade afterparty, which were priced at up to $250. The 78ers, many of whom are now pensioners, have asked to receive free tickets to the party. All three major party candidates in Adelaide have come together to push for the abolition of the Gay Panic Murder Defence in South Australia. Liberal member for Adelaide Rachel Sanderson and Labor candidate Joe Chapley have joined openly gay Greens candidate Robert Sims in a public push to scrap the defence. The Gay Panic Defence, which has been abolished in all other parts of Australia, potentially allows murder charges to be downgraded to manslaughter if the defendant claims the killing was in response to a homosexual advance. Queer couples may be waiting to marry because they are too tired after the long campaign for marriage equality, according to one advocate. Sarah Midgley from the Australian Marriage Equality Team said people will probably need a little bit of a break after the postal survey period before having the energy to organise their own weddings. She said, "Australia has achieved marriage equality and this is now something that we can all share and enjoy together as a country. Once that's sunk in, over the new year I think we'll see more and more weddings." Longtime LGBTI rights activist Matt Palazzolo has died while hiking near Alice Springs. He was a well-known member of the LGBTI community in Los Angeles and a member of West Hollywood's Lesbian and Gay Advisory Board. He has been remembered on social media as very kind and especially humble and one of a kind. Margaret Court's husband has defended against criticism of her anti-LGBTI and transphobic comments, and also saying that Margaret Court Arena should not be renamed. In a letter to the media, Court's husband Barry has defended her against claims of homophobia and transphobia. He said that Court never made the statement about trans children being of the devil, and added that he has reputable sources that cannot trace these remarks back to her. Internet porn giant Pornhub have released their annual year-in-review, revealing some fascinating trends in international porn viewing. In 2017, the biggest trending search on Pornhub Gay was Police Patrol, which was up a massive 5,144% from the previous year. Perhaps the most unusual new trending search in Australia was Fidget Spinner, suggesting some of us will watch just about anything. That was your QNN update around what's making the news in the LGBTI community this week. Subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fixed daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.